Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth
has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everybody, welcome again to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. This is Marika speaking. On the Gold Ring is my name, Pure Winsel, and I'm from the Netherlands. And I see new faces in the chat room. Welcome, everybody. It's very lovely to see you over here. And I'm co-create the show together today with Gary Moore, and our special guest is Kimberly, and we have a very awesome topic about reconnective healing, and I look very forward to it because I didn't even know that it existed until Kimberly told about it. And Sean Christie has a night off today. She will be with us in spirit, of course, and back up with us next week. So, Gary, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Marika. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And welcome to another Healing Fountain show. Yeah, we've got a special one. Our special guest is Kimberly today and tonight, wherever you are. Going to be talking about reconnective healing, the method presented and discovered by Dr. Eric Pearl, which is sure to be fascinating. And
absolutely.
Like you said, right, Jen decided to take the night off, and you're back. You were gone last week, and now welcome back. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be back as well. Okay, and we're not going to do ceremonies today because it's very interesting what Kimberly has to say, and we have lots of information. So we decided to do it a bit different today than we are used to, and it's also very healing. That's a promise. Okay. Shall we bring Kimberly on right now and then cue a lovely song? Because we
sure.
can do that.
Let me go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and bring Okay, I'll go ahead and bring her on. And I will introduce her the way she always introduces me on our show. Here she is, the one, the only, Kimberly.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I can't tell you how good that felt.
Much love to you all. Much love to us all. Thank you so much. And I feel honored because this is actually an aspect that I haven't really shared on Blog Talk Radio. I've shared maybe going back a couple of years ago when my show was initially going. I shared some of this, but I really haven't spoken to it. So thank you for inviting me to be a guest on the Healing Fountain.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for being with us. Yes.
It is we who are honored. And so how did you come to learn this? Through Eric Pearl? Did you learn it directly through Eric Pearl, or how did you come to learn it?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me that question, and I've been trying to think about where I discovered Eric Pearl, but yet again, it is something that came to my attention. And I don't remember because I went through the Reconnective training 3 years ago, March. And so I learned of it prior to that. So it's been several years ago. That's a long time ago now. And I, you know, it was just something that came to me and it resonated with me. And I have to say that I have not attended many seminars or training courses. Typically, my training has come through books. And so this was something that came to my attention, and I'm pretty sure that, it was definitely through the internet somehow, and I went and researched the Reconnective Healing via YouTube and the internet, and it resonated with me so strongly that I had to go through the training. And I can say that the major aspect of it that drew my attention is that in my earlier years, going back 35, 40 years ago, when I was up and caught up in beginning in my teenage years, extremely hardcore fundamental Christianity, one of the aspects of it that I really liked was the concept of healing. And that was one of the aspects that I really recognized was true, and miracles happen all the time. And I saw people being healed in that modality. That's one of many healing modalities, and that was a hands-on modality. And I said, I can do that. And I did, and I have quite a few stories of laying hands on, which is the biblical modality of healing. And I did, and there were results. And so it's something that was on my radar screen going back many years ago, that I had healing capabilities, and I'm going to state we all are healers. Absolutely, every single one of us are healers.
Oh, yeah.
And don't let anybody fool you, but we are. So that's the background.
Mm-hmm. Each and every one of us has that capability, that's for sure. Yeah. And Eric Pearl just kind of brings it around and makes it kind of simple, doesn't he? Or breaks it down into just the basic energy behind it all, right?
Well, they actually, let me do a little background. And first of all, let me preface it with, please, 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 if you have not heard of Reconnective Healing or Dr. Eric Pearl, and he now has around him several other people who train, and then there are thousands and thousands of people around the world that have been trained.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to differentiate the concept of the word trained versus being exposed to recognizing the energies that we have. Because I don't feel that I wasn't trained any, you know, technique or you got to do this and this and that and this. It was to feel the energy that we have in our hands. And so I go back to, at a young age, I was feeling that energy. I was feeling the conduit that we all are, and recognizing that. But I wasn't able to articulate it, and it was coming from the Christian fundamentalist healing modality, but it was there, and
you made the discovery, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, essentially, the training, I want to really put in big quotes, is really just experiencing the energy, and the energy of Reconnective Healing is actually, it's hands off. It's not hands-on. I had done hands-on, and there is a place for hands-on. However, the energy that we have, I'm at home, and my dog is barking. I apologize for that. So essentially, the Reconnective Healing is actually hands-off, and the energy is actually stronger at a distance. And so the training showed us how that energy became stronger as we got farther away versus being hands-on. And that was a fascinating aspect to me. So I do want to throw in at this point, as far as reconnective healing, it's something that I don't get paid to do. I could. There are lots of practitioners that do, and I'm in total support of that. However, I've decided that I wanted to use it for friends and family and strangers. I use it.
Mm-hmm.
And you use it on animals. I've used it more on my animals than anything else. And distant healing of people that come to my attention that are in some sort of physical problem that they're dealing with, and they don't even know that I have anything to do with it. And so one of the aspects is that we are taught, as if you were to be a paid practitioner, if a client comes to you, the less information you have, the better.
Yeah.
The less information you know, it's like, I don't really want to know anything. You're coming here for a healing, and that healing is about you and the universe. And
it's not necessarily about diagnosis, right?
Correct. Yeah, whatever. I mean, they may have a diagnosis, and healing comes in many ways, shapes, and forms. It comes mind, body, and spirit. And it's not for me to decide or even think or even interfere with how that's supposed to play out. That's between the person and the universe, and I am just acting as a conduit, as a catalyst to give attention to this person and add power to their connection with the universe, because I'm in full agreement with the concept of when two or more are gathered. And so that part of this is the concept of two or more are gathered, and my intention is the best outcome that will serve this person in whatever way, shape, or
mm-hmm.
form the universe chooses to chooses to participate. But when a person comes and asks for help, that's what they're asking for. They're asking for support to support them in their knowing that they have the capability to transcend whatever it is that they are ready to transcend.
Mm-hmm. Whatever their malady may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that really, really resonates with me, what you're saying, though.
I was about to say that, Marika. You do Reiki, right? And you understand a little bit about that, and you made some discoveries yourself, right?
Yeah, it's really. I learned a couple of years ago. I learned Reiki, and I was initiated in it. And then you learn all the techniques, and I think it's only to give yourself a safe feeling, you know, but it's fear-based, actually, to clean the room, and, you know, it's only intention what counts. That's what I notice lately, because I have, I think, 2 persons each week who come at our house, and we don't ask money as well, but just put them on a table, and I normally do it very I do it often with my husband together, so we align together. That's very nice, and I just trust and let yourself be guided, and do the hands wherever you feel to, and then every treatment is so very different, and hands off what you say, then you feel the energy much better, and I'm absolutely resonating with the fact that everybody can do that. It's really true. And Kimberly, the same, like, that you just wish to the universe that it's the outcome in the benefit for everybody, blah, 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 like that. You know, and then I start. And then today or last week you talked about the topic, and I thought, oh my gosh, this got a name, and you can go to have this kind of healing and learn it. But same as Reiki, I think you can go to a Reiki master, and normally you pay for initiation. But I think that we all have the ability to do that ourselves as well, don't you think?
Totally. Absolutely. And I don't necessarily... hold on, let me step back a bit. My own introduction to healing had no technique associated with it. I'll state this. I can't remember if I said this already in the show. I am not one that attests to technique much. And
you don't worry about technique much. Yeah.
And ritual and right or wrong. Anyway, so one of the things that resonated with me so strongly about Eric Pearl, and once again, I say you can Google Eric Pearl, and you can find many interviews and many audios that are, you know, worldwide around reconnection. And one of the stories that I love, and Dr. Eric Pearl, let me just preface this. He was a he's a chiropractor, and he was doing chiropractic healing, you know, back manipulation, et cetera, et cetera. And he has a whole story where he got in contact with someone who started to bring to his attention the energies that exist, and he started having patients having these miraculous healings unbeknownst to him initially.
Right.
And it's a fascinating story. It's a really fascinating story. And he was just a guy from L.A. I mean, he's in L.A. He's like a Hollywood dude, you know, and, you know, and partied hardy and was a chiropractor and had a good practice, and these miraculous healings were happening. And then some experts started to come in and study it. Anyway, I jump ahead. But ultimately, when he started having these experiences, he started going off and learning more about different healing modalities. And they were telling him, oh, you know, you've got to have, you know, a bucket of water, and you got to wash your hands, and you got to shake them off, and you got to have salt, and you got to run around in a circle three times to the right, and run around in a circle three times to the left, and
right,
you need to have a crystal in your pocket, and you need to have a rose quartz in your other pocket, you know, and it's like, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to, like, you know, do three Hail Marys. I mean, I'm just, like, throwing it out, and he does this way better than I'm doing it. And he recognized that the more he did the stuff that he was told you should do, the healings became less. It was
he took his energy focusing on technique rather than the healing itself.
And it's not that he was focusing on the healing; it was focusing on being the conduit and exchanging energies between the universe and the client, and just being the third party. The two or more are gathered, and the healing was up to the universe, not to him. And the less information that was had, the better the results. And the results have been miraculous. So maybe at this point, maybe this is a good time to play that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
The demonstration video with the woman.
Right. Okay, let me put the link into the chat room, first of all. And this is where we typically do a piece of music, but we're going to do it a little bit differently this time. Everyone click the link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart, just like, you know the drill. Those of you who come to the show regularly. And when you've done that, let us know, and we'll cue the audio and start this. And I guess, Marika, if you see the audio on the switchboard, you can go ahead and cue it, because you count everyone down much better than I. It's the one with the woman.
Okay. Let me see.
You did that better than I did.
Okay, I got it, yes. Okay.
And
everybody.
Here's my heart.
Everybody right?
Here come the hearts. It looks like
Then we can. Yeah, we have a delay, so I can start the countdown now. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
We asked the audience a little earlier if there were any volunteers who might have a physical limitation. Linda was one of the people who volunteered to do this. Can you show us how high you can raise both of your arms?
Yeah, maybe I need some space.
No, you're good right where you are. Go ahead.
It goes to here, and then
it goes to about, if she were a clock, she'd be 9:15. Okay, good. All right, drop your arms for me. Now, what is that from? Do you know?
It's, it's just polar atrosis and the muscles, and it's a lot of different.
A lot.
And my body is
very. Open your hands for me.
Yeah.
Can you open your fingers for me?
Yeah.
Perfect. How long? Perfect. How long have you had that problem for?
Oh, it started like 2002, something like that.
Okay. So what I'm doing is the same thing that you see me do. I bring my hands in and allow myself to feel. If Linda were lying down, I might work with her on a table. In a chair, I'm lying with her hand, working with her hands. It makes little difference. Open a little more.
Yeah.
And so I watch as her hand moves a little bit. Can you see it?
Uh-huh.
And then I pull. Now watch how it gets stronger. Watch your hand, watch your hand, watch your hand. Can you see it?
Well, this is strange.
Your hand normally doesn't do that?
Oh, my God, my hand just won't... What is this? This is really strange.
What do you think? I flew into Oslo because I thought I could fool them somewhere else? I know, isn't it odd?
I really feel this so strongly.
Good, I'm going to sleep much better tonight. Thank you. Can you describe what it feels like?
It's like my hand just... it's like an invisible something. You're just dragging it with you.
Good. Does it change? Does it stay the same? Could you be a little more vague?
Yeah. Oh, it's different now.
It's what?
It's more cold and more like a wave more than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Linda, we were just playing with your fingers. Before I actually work on your shoulder,
yeah.
Do me a favor, okay? Because I was sitting to the side. I didn't get a good angle. So here's what I'd like you to do. Just bring your arms straight out like that. Straight out. Got it? Like a clock. And just remind me how high they go.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Just remind me how high. Smile. Pretend you're having a good time. Bring your hands up.
Okay.
No, just ready? Come down like this. Now, let me do this for a second, okay? Relax this arm. Can you relax?
Yeah.
Heavy. Let your arm hang as if you're a coat hanger with a coat on my thumb. Let it hang heavy. Is it all right with you if I bring your arm up, you let it be asleep?
Yeah.
Honey, I need you to let your arm
I'm not a very good patient.
Okay, well, be a good patient now because now's your time. Let your arm hang heavily. That's better. That's what I wanted to see. Good, perfect. Let go again. Let the elbow bend. That's all I wanted to see. Good. Let me do it with this arm, all righty? Perfect. See how easy that is?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now give me both of these.
Oh.
That's good. Now do me a favor, will you? I want to do it from behind you. Spin around that way for a second. That's good. Bring your arms straight out to here. Let's bring them up a little bit. Touch the fingers. That's good. Bring them back down. Ready?
Oh,
can you bring them back up again? Go ahead. Touch your fingers. Touch your fingers. Good. Bring them back down.
This is
good. You want to try it one more time?
It's working.
Ballet
perfectly.
Class work starts tomorrow. Have you been able to do that?
Oh, many years since I've been
91, you said, or 2001?
2001, and you know, it's been different ones.
Maybe it was just an accident. Maybe you could only do it that one time. Maybe your arm is about to turn purple and fall off. Try it again. I'm sure it's fine. Go ahead, bring it up.
I have no problem.
Very cool. Well, thank you for being a volunteer.
Thank you for doing this tonight.
Thank you.
Really.
And there it is. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, this was really interesting to see.
And essentially what he's demonstrating there is he's demonstrating the hands-off technique. And my hands turn on. I can turn them on at will, but they also turn on, and it's a very interesting sensation that you can feel. And so myself as a healer and the quote healings that I have participated in is that I just go over the body with my hands above, and I pull far away, and I'll find a sensation somewhere in the body, and I'll pull it away. And so, Gary, I actually did it on you. So why don't you explain what you felt when I did a reconnection?
Yeah, it was very interesting. We were testing it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting was I could feel, it was as though I could feel her touching me. It was in certain places, like on my leg, for example. And it would I would feel like a press, like fingers pressing in a certain, part on my, on my foot or something. She would have me lay there with my eyes closed, but a couple of times I opened my eyes and kind of snuck a peek, and I felt the touch of my foot, it's like, and I had opened my eyes, and she wasn't anywhere around me. I mean, she wasn't anywhere near me, but I felt the touch. Very, very interesting. Yeah. And like it was saying, like the demonstration was saying, and like you were saying, Kimberly, it's as though the farther away you were, the more I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The physical distance, the farther
so that's the
physical
key,
distance.
Huh? To get really far off the one you're helping.
I'm not sure if that's a key or if that's simply an element to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah, I wouldn't say it was the key, but it's an element to it. So the first time that I had a healing, I felt, a finger poke me on my shoulder, and I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was told to keep my eyes closed just because that's more meditative, and I looked and
so you peeked too. Okay, no, I don't
peeked
feel...
too, and it's okay to peek.
Anyway. Okay.
So, but it just like to keep your eyes closed is just more meditative. That's all. That's the reason for that. And so I felt physical pokes on my body, and I was not being touched. And however, the universe was touching me, or higher self.
Yes.
And ultimately, again, the major concept around it all is that perhaps someone comes in for a healing of cancer, but perhaps they need to have some emotional healing first, and some before the physical healing comes in. But there are numerous, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of physical healings that occur. But the ultimate concept is that it's not about perceiving we're going to heal this cancer. It's just about overall healing, and the universe chooses how that healing happens. And I want to state that as far as any healing modality goes, this is my belief anyway, sometimes death may be the healing. That's the ultimate, that's the ultimate that maybe people are trying to prevent. But one of the aspects that I've come to understand, and reconnection healing substantiates that, is that I truly know for myself, I can only know it for myself, that when it's our time to pass over to another realm, it's our time to pass over to another realm, and it's not just about for us, but it's also about for those around us of what we can learn from that. And
yes.
Being part of this dualistic planet where we have physical death, the aspect that we're learning is that physical death is just a blip on the radar screen. We are not, our spirits don't die. Our spirits continue. And so, yes, there is physical death, and that's part of the experience on this planet, but it's not the experience in other realms. And I just wanted to state that too.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's only transitions. But yeah, a lot of times that is the ultimate healing, is to pass from this realm if whatever it is you have is too much or has progressed to wherever it has gone. Yeah, that is the ultimate healing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the old joke, I think, if you have the hiccups, you know, stand on your head. Hold your breath and stand on your head. That's the ultimate cure. Anyway.
But wouldn't it be very nice to when someone is making a transition to the other side, you can use that energy as well, right? For that person who's dying.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And then they go, I have done it with my dog when he died. And then he made, I could feel that it was a nice transition for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I guess I need to interject here. One of the other people that I've been in contact with, it's one of my great teachers, is a man by the name of Dr. John Lerma, who is a hospice doctor, who's been in attendance to thousands patients who were passing over. It was their time for them to pass. And this was not like deathbed, but this would be weeks or even months. And his experience of being in attendance with them and the knowledge that I have gained from my conversations with him, and he has a couple of great books that I'm going to recommend, is that the messages that those, that it is their time. And ultimately the message is that we all have our time, and it's, we may perceive that there are accidental deaths, but from my understanding and from what I've learned, when it's time for us to go, it's time for us to go. It's really not accidental. It's been set up ahead of time.
Right.
Whether we want to...
It is certainly nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
Right.
And one of the things I've taught my daughters is that dying is hard for those that are still living. The person who is dying, they're fine.
Yeah.
And I have full confidence.
They're the lucky ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not necessarily lucky, but, you know, whatever. But they're going they're going to be fine. And,
right.
Yeah.
You know, it's us that are left behind that need to mourn their loss. But then again, I have had so many experiences with people who have passed on, and they're still with me, you know, and I'm sure most of us that are here right now have had those same experiences. And
absolutely.
And know that they're not gone. They're still with us. They're not here physically, but they're still with us here spiritually.
And their love is still with us, and that's how love transcends time. It transcends the physical. It's because the love is still there. The love remains, right?
So at this point, let me suggest that we play the science panel clips.
Okay.
They're a couple of minutes long. One of the things that's happened with the Reconnection Healing is that they have brought in and done a lot of research around it. There are a lot of, you know, if you go, I haven't mentioned the website, thereconnection.com is the website, and there's a lot of information there that you can follow up on. And I also recommend that you Google Dr. Eric Pearl and look at videos, and you'll find hours and hours. For example, Lilu Mace had a great interview with him. I've interviewed him a couple of times. I thought we might interject that with this show, but I'm thinking we probably won't. But I wanted to bring in some of the experts that have been studying Reconnection, and this is a science panel, and there are three people who talk in this order. There's Dr. William Tiller, who speaks first.
Right.
And then the man with the really heavy accent is Dr. Konstantin Korokhtov, who's from Russia. And then the third person is Dr. Gary Schwartz. And there are other people that have been studying from a scientific perspective the reconnection healing. And this little clip will just give you a little taste of how that's been playing out.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and put there's the link into the chat room. There's a link to that clip. And again, click the link and pull up the player and pause the sound, et cetera. And when you've done that, send up a heart. And I love Dr. William Tiller. He was on What to Believe Do We Know and had some great perspectives. I love the man.
So he's been studying reconnective healing. So.
Right, right. This is a panel of scientists talking about this, right. So we're waiting for the delay.
I work with a woman today who has practice healing for as a living. And she studied lots of different kinds of healing, you know, Reiki, Shambhala, massage, you name it. The whole wall was full of papers with all that she has studied. But the thing is that she gave me treatment today, and she said, you know, I'm not, she was not asking me anything. That was great. I didn't have to speak about anything. That was great also. And she said, you know what? I just connect myself with the higher vibrations and I follow my intuition. And I thought, yeah, that's it. You see, so I don't know if she knows about this kind of healing. But I recognize what you said in this, what you... in the pages that I was reading about for the show. So, I think it's happening intuitively also with people.
Yes, and I'd like to get back before you play this clip, is that what you're saying, Marika, is really important. You may never have heard of reconnective healing, but people are coming to know of this on their own. It's not that this is like the end-all, be-all one thing, but ultimately others are coming to understand that it's beyond technique. It's about being the conduit and being in the flow, and many, many, many people are coming to that on their own. I mean, it's not that Dr. Eric Pearl has any power on this or some exclusivity on this. Others are coming to know this on their own all over the planet, and that's...
But it is very... Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry for interrupting. But it's very good. I was really smiling about that. He has made this on the internet that you could read about it and see interviews. And then you think, I was personally thinking, oh, so this has a name, okay, you know. And then and smiling about that and. You know, and then read about it some more, and then understand myself some more, you know. And I know for sure that a lot of people have it, and that's really powerful that we have these messages now for all of us.
Yes.
That's
confirmation
great.
For what we know, because that's the ultimate, is to follow our inner knowing. And when we come to the inner knowing, it's like, wait a minute, I don't have to shake off the energy. I don't have to have salt. I don't have to have three stones in my pocket. The transcending... We're learning to transcend ego. We're learning to transcend technique. That's the concept. And it doesn't have to have a label. It doesn't need to have a label of any kind.
Right.
So it's really...
Well, it looks like all the hearts are ready.
Okay. Yeah, it's really from the old world going into the new world with healing as well. You know, people first wanted to do everything by themselves, and now we are going to trust
trust the universe and let the universe do everything. It's like not only with healing, but with everything. That's nice. Okay, I'm going to calm down now.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. That is a good point, though. Thank you.
Yeah, I have so many times to speak today.
Yes.
Well, I will. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fear, lack, and limitation, or love, prosperity, and abundance? Which is it? Where are we coming from?
The thing to keep in mind is it took the order of 400 years for, let's say, since the days of Galileo and Newton and Kepler and a whole bunch of other individuals remarkable over this path to bring us to this present knowledge of one band of reality, the electromagnetic band and the other three fundamental forces that science talks about.
Life, it is level of stress. It is a big, big problem, very serious problem. A lot of physical problems, they are based on this level of stress and anxiety. And there are 90% of urban population who are under constant anxiety.
You use the word avalanche, but sometimes it just takes just a little bit more, and all of a sudden something happens.
How many of you have found you've walked into your rooms and the session has begun before you physically walked in? See? So understand that sometimes we talk about what my experience was. Recognize that my experience is only a mirror and an insight.
But Ann Baldwin's research, because there are two primary measures that she's doing. One is measuring infrared blood flow in the hands of healers. And she's been observing that actually the patterns of blood flow with reconnective healing is different than, for example, healing touch or Reiki.
The way I look at it is the Peter Mandel mapping transform from finger style discharge information to whole body information in the visual image has not been seriously tested. And so it is an approximation, and so you have a workable algorithm that allows you to go from one to the other, and it is, in fact, an algorithmic hypothesis.
And it's a very clear message. If you are conditioned from yourself, from outside, then you can condition the space around yourself.
That all of us are going to be amazed by what we're going to see. It's going to go beyond every one of us, because we will have been feeding each other in this collective moment, and there's going to be this gigantic awakening.
The true gift, I believe, of your work, the three of you, is the fact that you are bringing consciousness to the planet about a new level of healing, and consciousness is what cycles grander and greater levels of healing coming onto the planet. And for that, I know that we all applaud you.
That was that one.
Mm-hmm. Interesting again.
And let me interject another person who is very instrumental in having researched this and being in connection with this is a woman by the name of Lynn McTaggart. And
Lynn McTaggart, oh yes.
Yeah, and she's someone who is connected with the reconnection. But again, I really want to state that it's just not about the reconnection. It's just like this is a an example of what we are capable of, and you don't necessarily have to be connected to the reconnection. It's like it's beyond it's beyond technique, and it's about the inner knowing, and it's about that the concept of the reconnection. One of the things they say: heal others, heal yourself. And in the recognition of being a conduit to others, we heal ourselves in the same process. And where I've come to now, I wasn't here even a couple of years ago, even though I've been through so many places, is that here now, 2011, we are at a place where we are so powerful, and we're recognizing our power, and we're recognizing our immortality, actually. Perhaps our physical body is finite, but our spirit is infinite. And that's the place that I suggest we put our focus. And that's essentially what this is all about.
On our own infinite, our own infinite nature, right? On our own divinity.
This makes me want to play a song.
Okay.
Okay.
About the feeling, because that's a beautiful day, huh?
Don't mind us, we're working without a template tonight.
No.
So are you going to play that song?
Anything, yes. Yes, I was going to play that song. Oh, I'm going to play. Oh, here it comes.
Right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
But no one's gonna stop me now. No one.
Beautiful Day by Queen.
That's by Queen?
That was by Queen. Freddie
Fender?
No, Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Who's in retrograde?
Really
yeah. Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, he was that.
That's beautiful. I never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a beautiful video.
It's Beautiful Day. Queen. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Right. I love that.
Yes, I actually, at first I'd heard it too, and I thought I'd heard everything by Queen. But no, here comes Marika with another one that I hadn't heard.
From
She's
the other side of the planet, we learn about Queen.
Right.
How lovely is that?
From all the way from the Netherlands. That's right.
Hey, that's great. Well, you know, that's really such a feeling that I have since we are arrived in 2011, so many days. And I think, oh
yes.
My gosh, it's we are already here now, right?
Yep.
And I remember that we were doing meditations for the 999 and all the things, and then it seemed all so far away, but we are here. We are here already.
I know, huh?
Now.
Yes.
That's a beautiful day, right?
We are here now. Absolutely
yes,
beautiful.
It's a happy day. Mhm.
And we have some 11 days coming up. We've got a lot of those this year. We've already gone through two of them this month. Yeah. Pretty intense energies abound.
Perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Work it all on.
So at this point, I would like to interject that we go to another audio/video clip.
Okay.
And let me stress this, that Dr. Eric Pearl started teaching the reconnection, and then he brought in a few other people to be trainers. One of them, his name is Doug DeVito, and I'm actually not, and I've met him personally and interviewed him. And I've interviewed Eric Pearl, and if anyone would like any of those interviews, let me know, and I'd be happy to share them. But there are many others that are more accessible on the Internet. Just Google Eric Pearl or Doug DeVito. And another person is that has joined the ranks. His name is Kelly Woodruff, and I've interviewed him. And he was actually a guest on a Fox News network. I'm not sure what town it was in. I apologize because I'm not remembering. For some reason, I think it was Columbia. And I'm going to think it was Columbia, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on what you are. And so I would like to suggest that we play that clip.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and put that link into the chat room. And again, everyone, you know the drill. Click the link, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart. And I also would like to really quickly invite callers after this to come call in and share their experience when it comes to healing. And their modalities. We have a lot of healers here. We've got about 18 healers in the chat room, and I'm sure some would be willing to call in and discuss their experiences around their modality. And
if anyone has any experience with reconnection healing, I would love to hear from you.
Right, exactly.
Look how enthusiastic all the hearts.
Look at all the hearts. They're trained.
Yeah. And you can see that. They all go chanting. Yeah. We have all the hearts in the chat room.
Don't need
nice.
To wait for us to tell them what to do. Now they already know. Okay.
Yeah. OK. Okay. Well, I'm going to count you down right now so that we have some time to speak after this, okay? And Colleen, go ahead. We'll look forward to speak to you. Here we go.
Yes, feel free to call in.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Welcome back to Good Day Columbia. This morning we're talking about your health, and we are looking into something called reconnective healing. You've likely not heard of it, but you are about to. We're joined this morning by Kelly Woodruff. He's in the Midlands this weekend, teaching a series of seminars about a process that maybe you're not very familiar with, but you're going to make us familiar with it, aren't you?
I'm going to do my best in just a couple minutes.
So tell me a little bit about what this is. I've done a little research online. You've provided a lot of nice materials for me, but it's probably better coming from you.
Listen, it's a new form of healing that's available for the first time. We have evolved to the space where we can actually access a new bandwidth that allows the client on the table to connect directly to the fullness of the universe. When they do that, they begin to receive what we call the light and information of the reconnection. It allows them to come to a space where healing can occur. It's as simple as that.
And there's probably people at home saying, and you've probably heard it before, say, this guy's nuts.
No, I myself was that. I mean, when I first met the work 8 years ago, somebody told me that they did the work, and I was just like, that's not possible. Or maybe if it's possible for one or two people, you can't teach somebody to do that. But, you know, we teach seminars all around the globe. I just came back from Amsterdam, I'm telling you. And, you know, we're going to be in Colombia this weekend. And we've trained 60, 65,000 people to do this. It works. It's real. It's new. It's something different. And I just think it's because where we've finally gotten in our own consciousness that we're able to get to this space where we can do it.
What got you involved, first of all?
Literally, I met somebody at a party who said, okay, you know, we were doing the what do you do thing. And I said, oh, I own an architectural interior design firm in New York. What do you do? And they said, well, I actually practice kind of healing work. And I work for the company that teaches seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's really L.A.
Sure.
You know, that's not happening. And they said, no, you know, you want to see a little demo. And they did the demo, and I could feel it. And I couldn't believe that you could teach somebody to do it.
Yeah.
And
we have some video of this.
Yeah,
so I'd love to see some of that, and you can kind of talk us through what's going on.
Absolutely.
On screen. This is from one of the seminars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, here we are. So we get people up right away the first day, and we actually teach them to begin to feel and notice what they're feeling in the hands. And that kind of corresponds, and they can kind of corroborate that to what's going on with the person on the table. And as you can see, it's a very simple process. The work is done hands-off.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our kind of lecture portion of the program. Here's having people opportunity to sort of feel the frequencies in their hands. And the truth of it is, once you interact with it by feeling it, by being in the seminar room, something happens and you actually begin to carry it. So it's a really simple process to learn how to do it. Because once you feel it and you're beginning to carry it, it's just a matter of sort of relating that to what you see with your clients on the table.
Yeah.
Simple process.
We can do that right here.
All right.
We did
so
a little bit out there
a
second ago. Just
put your hand out like that, like, you know, shake hands. Good, excellent, perfect. Now all I'm doing is I'm going to come in and I'm really just feeling for a sensation. That's it. Simple as that. Well, first one and then the other. And it can be anything. Like, I'm just looking for whatever I feel. Now, you may or may not start to notice something in your hand.
I feel like a twinge in one of my fingers is actually what I feel.
Twinge, okay, yeah. Good. And let's work with it just another second or two. And then it'll start to change. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing is this is not just energy. You know, there have been a lot of energy techniques. It's not that. There's more. And one of the reasons we know it's more, besides what the scientists are now telling us, is that it gets stronger with distance. So as I draw out, you might notice a little bit of a shift.
That one finger,
There you go. There you go. Simple as that.
Yeah.
There you go.
You've got to face, I would imagine, a lot of opposition from the medical and scientific community.
The medical community has been really interesting because for a long time they just ignored us. They said, you know, they're just a bunch of weirdos. They don't know what they're doing and whatever. But now we have been doing research with some of the most well-known scientists around the country, around the world. Everybody from Dr. William Tiller, who is a professor emeritus from Stanford University, Konstantin Korotkov, who's from the University of Russia. And these guys are actually able now to start to measure this phenomena. Bill told us a number of years ago that he came and he measured it in our seminar room and actually recognized that something changes in the room energetically when we come in to do the seminar. He says that's why we're able to learn it so quickly. Remember, you learn everything you need to do the work in one weekend. At the end of the weekend, we can pretty much make you two promises. You've learned everything you need to do the work at the highest level, just like Dr. Eric Pearl, who wrote the book, or myself, or any of the practitioners. And those healings can manifest just as strongly or as much as anyone doing any kind of work like this on the planet.
Sure.
So now we finally have science who's coming back and saying, oh, yeah, that is real. It is true. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
And you said each person has their own experience. They may experience nothing.
They said
you make no promises, of
no.
course. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Remember, we're not doing the work. It's directed and guided by the universe. So if it's appropriate for the client to have a healing, they will. And we're still seeing these miraculous healings from everything from cancer and MS. And one of my favorite stories is I had a little girl come to me who had cerebral palsy, who was having seizures. And after one session, she'd been having seizures for 4 months after one session.
No seizures. It is certainly interesting stuff, no doubt about it. Just a few minutes we spent.
It's
certainly been interesting stuff. If you want to learn more about it, there's your opportunity. This weekend actually runs through Tuesday, you told me, so there are some more days on there, but all of that being out at the Embassy Suites Hotel.
Right, and people can register by going to the website, www.thereconnection.com.
Could they do so in person, too?
And they can also come on Saturday morning. Registration starts at 8:45, so we're glad to have them at the Embassy Suites.
Best of luck, folks. You want to get a up close and personal look like I did?
There you go.
You can do it.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Best of luck this weekend. We'll still to come here on Good Day Columbia. Henry Rothenberg.
All right.
Okay, and that's that one.
And so, again, if anyone wants to experience this for themselves, the Reconnection does do trainings worldwide. Go to thereconnection.com. That's my last plug.
And again, I want to invite callers to feel free to call in if they wish to share their healing modalities.
Yeah, does anyone else have reconnective healing experience? I would love to know that with those that are here.
There are a couple of them that I know of. Now, Mara, she does something similar, I think, or Reiki or quantum touch or something. I'm not sure exactly. And I'm trying on the sidelines to get her to call in, but she may be a minute or two. And in the meantime, anyone else would like to call, we can go ahead and do that. They could go ahead and do that.
We can.
Yes.
They absolutely can. Shall we play another song then while we wait for a caller?
Certainly.
Why don't we?
Something more to share. Yeah, we'll play that healing one, a reconnective healing dance track.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Yes.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Here live and those that have archives.
Oh, happening.
Oh, much love.
Now you can go ahead, Kimberly.
And there are very, this is a group of very powerful healers that are here gathered live, as I can assess from the chat, those that are in the chat. And I'm sure that there are others that are not visible to us and that will be in the archives. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yes, thank you.
I want to say that.
And we have a caller. 661 caller. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 661, you're on air. Who are you and where are you calling from?
It's Violet.
Hey,
Violet. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Violet.
I guess I just have to call in and talk to you, lovelies. There's
beautiful woman you are
up here. So, but one of the things that fascinates me is the idea about not only the simplicity of this, but choosing the name Reconnection. And I think along my own path that, you know, I have come to this feeling that the thing that I'm working towards is this connection, this embodiment, this, you know, knowing as much of the eternal self as I can. And that I'd even come to the feeling that that's what all the trouble is you know, addiction and any of those types of things are this feeling of loss and this feeling of that, like you don't, like it's, you don't know what it is that you're trying to fill in. But you're trying to fill that space with something. And it just feels to me like, if, you know, in this world, if you notice that when you want to say something like, oh my God, I love this thing. I love this thing so much. It brings tears to my eyes just to think about it. It is so beautiful, lovely. And you, when you want to be, when you want to talk like that, then you're kind of like, ooh, but you know, people don't really want to hear that. That's like, that's really just too much. That's like over the top. But we can complain, we can argue, we can condemn, we can judge and feel so in the right. Right? So that for some reason it has become harder to be in the joy that it must be to know the fullness of yourself, that joy becomes, you know, feels as though it's not as proper as all of the other things you can think to do. But as far as having had experience, I think if I had to put a name on the experience that probably most of you have already heard, then it feels like that's what this is, because it was completely innocent. It was completely, you know, at the time I was feeling powerless. I was feeling like all I wanted to do was take bail and be out of the hospital and out of what they were doing. They kept promising him drugs for pain, and no one ever came. He hates needles, and the person that they sent to draw his blood couldn't find his veins, so that he got to watch himself being stuck over and over and over again, and writhing in this pain, and set up for, you know, a whatever $1,000 procedure or whatever. I don't know. I know what the hospital bill was when it finally came to do an MRI, but there was a moment when there were no drugs, but I wanted him to rest. I wanted him to stop hurting. And so we held hands, and it was funny because he just drifted right to sleep. He just went right to sleep, and I kind of closed my eyes, and I was just like, why can't we just, you know, why can't we just think about this? Like, how would geeks do this? It would be like a game of asteroids. We would just go in there like a game of asteroids, and we would just blow it up. Go, choo, 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 choo. And I just was, you know, I was trying to take the stress off myself so that what I could do was give him the energy that could be gentle for him in that moment. And by the time he got into MRI, there was nothing left of the kidney stone. And so they would say, oh, well, it was, you know, they have to cover themselves. So they say, oh, well, it was probably already to burst. And so it was, you know, it was already, and you'll be fine now. But he came out, no pain. But the thing about it is he never passed anything either. He never had. It was like we had just completely gotten rid of it altogether. It was like, so that you're sitting there noticing, and you're like, you're just doing the, you know, what comes naturally to, you know, your own love and compassion. And then you get a thing like this where it was like, well, the only thing that I can think is that, you know, we did something right there.
Well, part of it, I think, was when you made the game Asteroids or What Would a Geek Do, and you just said that to take the stress off of yourself. That was probably a big part of it right there. You know? I don't know. Just a theory.
Because it was...
We have another caller.
Because it's been laughter and playing inside, and yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We have another caller. It's a Skype caller, I think, a 200 caller. I'm going to have to go ahead and bring them into the conversation. 200, you're on air. Is this Mara?
This is Mara. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Blessings.
Hello.
Hi, Mara.
Hi.
Hello. I have the youngest healer here with me. She's four years old. Her name is Michaela. She's my granddaughter. She wants to say hi to everyone.
Hi, Michaela.
Hey, Michaela.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello, Michaela.
Hi,
I love
you.
Hi,
Michaela.
What would you like to share
there
with us, Michaela?
Love your children. Love yourself. Love
great.
Everyone.
Are you going to heal all of us now?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Michaela,
you too.
Please tell us what you want to tell
have
us. I would love to hear from
day.
You.
You're so sweet. Okay, she's done. She's amazing. She's just that's a perfect example of what we can do. This little girl, without anyone teaching her anything, she just basically, well, even from far away, doesn't touch anyone. She will heal. She has been known to heal people. She's fixed cars that have the mechanics don't even know what is wrong with the car, and she'll come and she's fixed a TV the other day that no one could fix. She's amazing.
Wow.
Well, she's
adorable.
Got something to teach all of us then as to how to do it,
yes,
or
she does.
What to do or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly where we are now. We're come to a timeline of, like Kimberly said, 2011. Here we are, and we've gone through such a process that are able to do such amazing things, that we're coming into our own power now. We're coming to a place of knowing that with our love, basically, we can really encounter everything we encounter. We can change. We can transmute, transform. And basically, what's happening is there's a lot of people out there now that are in the scientific arena that are finding out that this is indeed happening. And, you know, they're charging a great deal of money. And they're, of course, you know, as long as the work gets done, that's fine. But if somebody's charging you a lot of money, then, you know, really that's not necessary, especially those that are, all of us are in the chat room. You know, we have healing abilities just like everyone does. Every single individual that has incarnated is able to do this.
Right.
Yeah. And but, you know, there's no reason to, you know, and I'm not saying don't charge any money because we all have to obviously make a living. But the thing is that we all get taken care of one way or another, where the universe takes care of us, right, Gary? I mean, we've known that.
Right.
Yeah, it's
all about trust, right? Yes, and basically what's happening now is, I do transmit by, there's some beings of light that have started to transmit through me recently, and, you know, one of them is the Higher Council of Seven and the Cosmic Community of Light, and what they're telling us now is that there is a way of healing now that's instantaneous. It's basically, you don't even have to be in the same room as the individual.
Right.
And you don't have to really even say, this is what you have wrong with you. You don't even have to identify the disease, illness, anything. You don't have to identify it, because what happens is, there is, as long as we anchor them, we're assisting the person that's suffering to raise their frequency. And what they do is they raise their frequency to a high enough vibration so that they're able to allow that energy to come in to take care of whatever is going on. And this reconnection healing that you're talking about is a lot like quantum healing. And I did it back in 1990. I started doing a lot of classes with quantum healing. And I, through the process, of course, I've evolved into not having to do any of that. And I don't really have a name for what I do now. But I know, I'll give you an example. I have my boyfriend's mother was very ill. She was living with her sister. I mean, with her daughter.
We've got 90 seconds left in the show. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, basically what happened is she came, and within a month's time, she lost 48 pounds. I not only did I not touch her or run energy, just basically from afar, I ran energy for her. And she, you know, she was dying already. She congestive heart failure, kidneys, everything. Took her to the doctor a month later. She had lost 48 pounds because of the foods that I was giving her and the herbs. And the doctor could not believe it. The doctor was just like, wow, this is amazing. How did this happen? But see, the thing is that the person has to be available for healing as well. Because there are some people that are still in a reincarnation wheel. They're still going to be, you know, passing away because that's what their intention was when they came here, that they would, you know, not evolve and they would just continue to come back, you know, at other later incarnations. But, you know, I just want to say to everyone in the chat room, I love you with all my heart. I'm sending you all healing energy as we speak. Because us that, you know, all of us that do healings, we don't tend to ask for healings because, you know, people tend to think that, oh, healers don't need healing, but we do. And as you sit there listening to me, I want to send you this energy that I received from the Higher Council of Seven. It's very brand new energy that we're able to acclimate to now. And I'm sending you this energy, and it fills your heart, and as you do, you will be able to anchor all the beings of light, and you'll be able to assist others with this energy. It's a very beautiful, peaceful energy that just surrounds your whole body, surrounds
your spirit. Thank you. And with that, we will go off, and thank you, Kimberly, for being our guest.
Much love to you all. Thank you.
Much love to you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Paula, for calling in.
Thank you, Violet.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you for calling in.
Marika.
Thank you, Violet.
Thank you.
Love you, Gary.
Thank you, Marika. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.